Hey, folks, welcome to another edition of the Maybomb Perspective, the podcast that we do that is all things real estate, just insights and strategies and information, market updates. And we are so glad to bring that to you again today. I'm John Chambers. I am the general manager of Maybomb Real Estate, and this is Stacy Chambers.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm the manager for North Augusta, and I'm happy to be with y'all today.
Yep, and Stacy Chambers is also, for most of you know, but if you're watching and you don't, she's also my wife. And so real estate is something that we talk about all the time, as you can imagine. We never turn it off, so probably not a lot of preparation needed for today. We're just going to have a conversation. But today's topic is going to be a really, I think, important one. And the topic is the standard of real estate excellence. The standard of real estate excellence. That is a mm-hmm. bold statement.
It is.
And when you make that statement, you have to be able to back that up. You have to be able to live it. And it's also one that we could take a lot of time with. I mean, today we can really only scratch the surface. And
there's a lot of directions you can go.
There's a lot of things we could say. But I just today want to kind of dive into what is it? What does that mean? How does it apply to the real estate business? And, you know, I think, you know, when you think about that, it's easy to just talk about our company's market share. I mean, we've had the dominant market share as long as I've been around, which is close to 20 years and before that. So we've got that. And it's easy to say, oh, we're the place of excellence because we've got the dominant market share. But that's not necessarily the case. I think it goes deeper than that. I mean, market share is more of a byproduct of having a standard
of
excellence.
The evidence of it.
Yeah. I think when you have that standard and you meet that standard, you perform at that standard of excellence, the market share takes care of itself.
Agreed.
And so I just want to dive into what does that mean as far as real estate. I want to talk about it from an agent's standpoint, maybe. Mm-hmm. And from our standpoint as managing brokers, what does it mean to do that in real estate? What are the components that we need? How do we live that every day? And so that's what I want to talk about. So I'll start with you. I mean, you manage agents. I know I'm biased because you're my wife, but I see you living at that standard of excellence. And I think it's contagious. It filters into our company. So what comes to mind first with you when I say that?
I mean, to me, it's just providing the highest level of value to those that I serve. And every facet of what I do is something that, you know, I just strive for it every day because there's so much to learn in our industry. Sometimes it feel like you're drinking from a fire hose, but you've got to start somewhere. Technology changes, procedures change, you know, they change. And, you know, I got to tell people all the time, technology is not going to slow down for us.
Right.
So it's staying on top of what's going on in our industry, having a finger on the pulse of it, and being able to provide value to those that you serve.
Sure, sure. Absolutely. It's, again, we could go so deep on this. I think the first thing, there's several things that come to my mind. And the first one really is attitude. And I know that's, everybody talks about attitude, be positive, be upbeat, all of that stuff. It's cliche sometimes, but I think it's more of a mindset. It's how you approach things every day. It is being proactive, being resilient, being focused on solutions and not so much problems. It's a mindset of how can I get better?
Right.
And I think it's so important because the real estate industry, whether you're an agent or whether you're a client, it can be kind of an emotional roller coaster. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that the client has to deal with and the stress of moving. And you as an agent not only have to have that right mindset for yourself, but also you have to share that burden and carry that burden for the client.
Mm-hmm.
And so that comes to mind, and that's not always easy to do. I think our attitude as agents, as brokers, has to be fed every day. It has to be cultivated so that you can go out and live that. And if you don't start with the right mindset, the right attitude, excellence is not going to flow out of that. If you don't have excellence in mindset and approach and perspective and attitude, there's no way that's going to filter into the other things that make up attitude. So what else comes to mind for you?
But when you're talking about attitude, I mean, you're right. There are so many factors that can affect our attitude. And, you know, I see a lot of times people go through difficulty with transactions, things fall apart. And it's hard to keep your attitude good, but I will tell people, look, if you've been knocked down, get right back up.
Yeah.
Because this business is high and low. We're not going to change that, but your attitude will set the temperature of what you're, you know, going to do moving forward.
Right.
So always have that attitude, but you got to start your day with, you know, a lot of positives, because there's enough negatives in the world to beat you down by the end of the day. Make sure you're fueling yourself every day with positive information to, you know, to help your attitude throughout the day, to carry you through. Fill your well with the good stuff out there.
Well, in a world, not just an industry, but in a world where there are so many things outside of our control. I mean, so we could name those things till dark. Right. I mean, so much we can't control. But the only three things really we can control are our thoughts, our words, our actions, which make up our attitude, our perspective. Mm-hmm. And again, that word resilience, you hit on it, is just, it's not always going to be rah-rah and everything's good. Sometimes you just have to box that out and keep going. And that's what we can control, is ourselves. I think it starts with attitude. So just diving a little deeper, I mean, you can have a great attitude, but if it stops right there, that's not necessarily a standard of excellence. So I would say the next thing really on my list would be work ethic.
Gosh, I think that, to me, that's number one, work ethic.
Yeah.
Commitment to your craft, commitment to what you do every day. Getting up, making sure that you are following the market, doing the research, staying engaged. It's not something that you can hit or miss on, because when you meet with customers and you meet with clients, they're going to know if you are in tune to what's going on in the market.
Sure.
It is not something that you can do one or two days a week. It's every single day
every
you should
day.
Commit to your craft to get better.
Yeah. How many times in any area of life do we see where work ethic overcomes other deficiencies? You don't have to be the smartest,
right?
Though we want to continue to be educated, we strive to that,
right?
But work ethic will make up, actually these first two, attitude and work ethic, will make up a lot of difference in any other deficiencies.
It does. And we had talked about this. A good example, I like sports analogies, and I was talking about Kobe Bryant, and I was just reading about him and his work ethic, for basketball. And, you know, he had a lot of natural talent, sure.
Yeah.
But he also knew that in order to be the best, he said, I have to be willing to do the things other people won't do.
Right.
So when other people, his teammates, were sleeping in, he was at the gym at 4:15 in the morning practicing.
Yeah.
And when they got there at 8:00, he had already gotten in at almost 4 hours of practice.
Yeah.
But that's why he was the best at what he did.
Yeah.
It was day in, day out, never taking your foot off the gas. And I want to say also, when his team won national championships, he was right back in the gym the next day.
Yeah.
He didn't take any time off. You can't do that.
Work ethic is never really content and satisfied.
Correct.
And, you know, that brings it back to, I can't do a podcast like this without mentioning E.G. Maybaum. One of the most hardest working individuals, and we could go deep with him, the love of people, the love of the industry, the integrity and the character and all of that, but just a work ethic that was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one other quick story on that, we'll move on and wrap this up. But the Kobe Bryant reminds me of a closer to home story. I guess it was 2019 when Tiger Woods won his last Masters. I think it was 2019.
Yeah.
You know where I'm going with it.
I know where I'm going.
He that year stayed in a house that belongs to one of our agents. I can't get details on that, but he stayed in a house owned by one of our agents that was located on a golf course locally here. And there was a story out that somebody called security or whatever, because there was somebody out in the greenside bunker practicing at like 3 a.m. in the morning, just hitting shots up onto the green. And so when security went out there, it was Tiger Woods. So obviously they gave him a pass for being where he shouldn't be after hours. But point being, work ethic knows no boundaries. It's just relentless. And I'm not talking about, you know, we can talk a lot about life work balance. I mean, you can work smart and you got to have that. But when you're working, you are working.
Yes.
And so I think attitude, work ethic, and then the one we have to mention when we talk about a standard of excellence is the outcome of our client experience. People call it customer service or client service, but it's really putting our people ahead of the transaction. It's putting our client ahead of our own interest. Our interest, market share, production, all of that takes care of itself if we provide that level of service to the client.
Client service to me is making sure, like I said earlier, you're bringing value to that client. But the way to achieve value is knowledge.
Yeah.
And how do you get knowledge? You're researching this every single day. You can't bring full value to a client.
Right.
Unless you're keeping up with contract changes, industry changes, all of those things. That way you can provide the highest level of service to that client.
Well, and our industry is so ever-changing, and agents get tired of me saying this, because back when I was doing it was a lot simpler when I was actually out in the field. It is a very complicated industry right now.
It certainly is.
And when you are handling someone's most valuable asset, in all likelihood, that's what it is, they deserve a standard of excellence. They deserve somebody who understands contracts, who knows how to negotiate, who is going to be available when they call. And so from an agent standpoint, you got to set that standard and live that standard. From our standpoint as managing brokers, and the agent being our client along with the external client, same with us. We've got to be available to our agents when they need us.
Right.
We've got to have the answers when they have the questions. And so we're all in this together, and it takes all of us. And, you know, one thing on as we wrap this up too, so we're talking about attitude. That's the foundation of that standard of excellence. Work ethic, that's where that attitude goes into action. And then the client services, that's the outcome. What we produce is an experience like no other for our client. But, you know, I think when you look at our company, and we mentioned market share, and we say, well, we have the dominant market share. That's great. But I really believe that we're not the standard of excellence because we have the biggest and strongest market share. I think we have the biggest and strongest market share because we have the standard of excellence.
Yes.
And, oh my goodness. And as we wrap this up, we're about out of time. But I think about a quote that I'm 99% sure this was Vince Lombardi. I'm almost positive, but if not, it's still a good quote. Mm-hmm. And it's this, and we use that word excellence. And he says, he had it on the wall somewhere, locker room, whatever. Perfection is the goal. Excellence will be tolerated. And I thought, you know, isn't that so true? Because perfection in a business and in a world where you can't control everything, perfection is not really achievable, but excellence is. Mm-hmm. And so I just like that. Perfection is what we're after. We're striving for something that we may never get, but in the journey, we'll have excellence, and that will be tolerated. So, you know, it's you got to have fun with it, and it's such a wonderful journey. But I think just kind of a call to action here. I would invite any agent that's watching right now, you know, ask yourself, where are you at with those items, with your attitude? Would you really honestly classify it as a standard of excellence? And I think I can say that about our people, but you can't get content with that. So where are you at with that? Your work ethic, are you showing up early? Are you staying late? Are you fully engaged when you're working? Are you giving everything that you got to give? Are you going home leaving it all on the field? Do you have that kind of work ethic, the one that built this company? And then the service to the client. Do we have a mindset that the client is our priority and all of this other stuff takes care of itself? So I would invite you to do that. And if you're I know this is geared more towards our agents today, but if you're a client or a potential client of ours out there and you just happen to come across hold us to that standard. You deserve that. There's a lot of different companies of brokerage firms out there. There's a lot of different agents, and you deserve to have the highest standard of excellence in the real estate business. So much more. Maybe we'll do a part two on this one at some point.
There's so much to do. I'm thinking about that we can about bring that next time.
Well, we can. And I appreciate you, not only as wife, but as a broker in our company. We have got such...
This is the greatest brokerage in my mind.
We've got such good people in the positions that you have. And in our business, it's ever-changing. Our agents need that. They rely on that. And I will say to any of our brokers that were sitting here to how much I appreciate you guys, what you do to hold that standard of excellence. So, all right, I think the clock is ticking and we're out of time, but we have thoroughly enjoyed being with you this morning, and we look forward to the next edition of the Maybaum Perspective. Have a wonderful day.